Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Welcome one and all to the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness and screaming radio show hosts, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. And I wish a dude, big plug to Chris Green, man. Talk about violating FCC regulations with style. Wake the fuck up, America! That was awesome, Chris. I just had to say that. It was great. And we have a very special guest today, but before I quickly go to him, I just wanted to kind of do a quick capsule review of the New Zealand political situation. You know, like, in the last 100 years, I've never seen anything like this kind of crap happen, right? Like, dig this. In, like, a month, we've signed on to a secret trade deal which gives corporations power over our government and can take them to the world court and sue us if we pass anything that means that it threatens their economic viability. We've also allowed the US Coast Guard to now control our waters. We've also sold our power generators to Goldman Sachs. We've also become a part of NATO, which will now control our military. We're also kicking out entire communities out of state housing programs in order to sell them to Chinese investors, and also using the pastors and the religious people in the area and paying them off in order to tell those people, don't fight being evicted. We've also had fracking just starting up. And we've also just given the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, which is the equivalent of the Federal Reserve, sweeping powers to control the entire economy. And also, a new head of the Reserve Bank is going to come in directly from the World Bank. That's in a month! A month! That's like fracking up an entire country with 100 years of scumbaggery in a month! This is unbelievable! You know, it shocked me, and I only just realized how bad it is, like, today. Oh, my God. We're so frank, bro. We're so frank. All right. I'll get to my guest now. Guido.
Yes.
Alphabet Soup is a surname. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is you do, man.
I'm a plumber gas fitter by trade. I belong to different, I live here in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I belong to a bunch of different groups like We Are Change and other groups, you know, trying to make a positive change and stop the banksters and stop the New World Order. And came up with this smart meter blocker when I heard smart meters were being installed all across BC.
Mm. Well, I would say politics is actually the place for a plumber gas fitter, because after all, the politicians are so full of crap that they need to be plunged somewhat. And yeah. Also, they're so full of hot air that, you know, they're going to need a gas furnace sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
So what actually kind of woke you up to this whole system, man? I mean, I'm sure you didn't just, you know, get taught about this during your apprenticeship.
No, we were at a job doing an air conditioning job, and we were just trying to figure out a way how to stop the smart meters back in September because we knew they were coming. So then me and my business partner and a couple other guys, we just started to figure out what would work to stop the smart meters. So we sell a lock, encourage people to lock up their analog meter, and we sell a blocker. So if you get bamboozled into one against your wish, throw in a blocker, and then it becomes like your old analog meter.
Okay. Well, you're talking about the old American, basically entrepreneurial spirit of seeing a problem and then just inventing a solution.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I'm against government. I'm a libertarian at heart. Believe we need less government, not more. So figured this was a good way to fuck the government. Sorry about my language. To mess the government and to get back at them, right?
Well, I mean, it's like when you're talking about fracking in that sense of the word, you know, I mean, the government does that to us every day. And yet when we go and try to, you know, frack them back, so to speak, we get called crazy and conspiracy theorists and tell them and get told that there's no point. It's like, excuse me, you obviously haven't been in a relationship that works before. You must be divorced. You must be bankrupt. You must not have any friends. Because as far as I know, whenever anybody's tried to mess me around, I either get away from them and never have to deal with them again, or I mess them back.
Yep.
The problem is with government. You can't get away from it. Not the world government, anyway.
Yeah, but you could. Here's the whole thing, the non-compliant. This is where we get our power back. Don't be compliant to the government. Say no thank you. Be nice and polite about it. Non-violent, peaceful. But this is the whole non-compliant. They only have power when we comply with them, when we allow them to install a smart electric meter, a smart gas meter, a smart water meter. When we say no and stop them, then we have the power.
That's true. And I think the power to say no is a heck of a lot stronger than the power to just say yes, isn't it? It's refusal. It's resistance. It's something that actually requires a lot of strength, you know? Like if somebody wants to say, oh, man, can I come and crash on your couch or something like that? I won't be a bother or anything like that. Your natural inclination is just to go, okay, man, but, you know, just don't stay for too long. Where in the back of your mind, you know that that person's never going to get off your couch. And if you allow them in, they're going to be there for months and they're going to make your life a living hell, right? That's what the government is. They're a mooch.
Oh, yeah. And they do this, the smart meter, saying, oh, it's going to save you. It's going to save you money. It's going to save electricity. It's fully knowing that the smart meters are only good for 8 years at the most. Your old rotary analog one is good for 50 plus years. And it's all this gives big corporations more money, right? And you lose your privacy. And it's all, my personal opinion, it's all part of the slow kill, right? Under Agenda 21. Through the GMO food, through the chemtrails. This is just another form to get you.
Have you noticed, like, when you wake up in the morning, just how many forms of things that have been designed specifically to get you?
Oh, yeah. From the chemtrails. Me and my friends were talking about it this morning here in Victoria. We said, beautiful sunny day. And then we're just like, look at all the chemtrails. We're calling each other. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that one. Taking photos and then... yeah, turned into a crappy day.
Hey, well, incidentally, I would like to plug the chemtrail protest that we're having in New Zealand tomorrow. I've had a bunch of banners sent up by a good lady down south named Donna. She sent me like four of these really cool chemtrail banners, mate. I'll show you during the break across the webcam. But 30th of June 2012, which for the New Zealanders, we're a day in the future ahead of the Americans, so it's actually tomorrow. So we've got four half-hour protests Okay, they'll take place at particular intersections, but they'll only happen for about 30 minutes each. So I'm going to convoy. First one is going to be on the corner of Simon Street and Newton Road. That's in Grafton. It's one of the busiest intersections in the city. And that'll be from between 1 and 1:30 p.m. Then we move into the corner of New North Road and Bond Street in Kingsland, which is a main arterial route, and that'll be from 2 till 2:30. And then the corner of Balmoral Road and Dominion Road from 3 till 3:30. And lastly, this will be on my way home. It's just down the road from me. Anybody seen my other chemtrail protest video where it was just me with the megaphone and a banner kind of standing there? Same intersection as that one. That is the corner of Great North Road and Titirangi Road from 4 till 5pm. So if you're capable of showing up to any one of those, please do. If you're capable of convoying and staying with it for the whole each of those four protests, as I will be, I have, dig this, bro. You'll like this, Guido, a 100-watt megaphone.
Okay? Nice.
You know, the police use 25-watt megaphones.
That's awesome.
I'll leave it again. Yes. Oh, there's nothing like saying conspiracy stuff through a megaphone. It's quite exciting.
My brother, I'm sorry, I take issue when you say conspiracy, when it's truth. These people are conspiring against us. Well, so I don't like that word when it's the truth. It's not a conspiracy when they're conspiring against us.
Actually, the truth is it is a conspiracy, because a conspiracy means two or more people coming together to cause harm on another group of people without that group of people being aware of it. And that was that's actually a legal term, conspiracy. There's what a lot of people don't realize is that being charged with conspiracy was a very credible and very serious crime, akin with even being worse than murder and extortion. And it's still on the books, you know. You can still charge people with conspiracy today, but over a couple of decades of the media just going, "Oh, conspiracy theorist, conspiracy." In fact, it was Richard Milhouse Nixon who coined the term conspiracy theorist. That's what he called Woodward and Bernstein. He says, "Oh, there's no such thing as Watergate tapes. Those guys are just conspiracy theorists. I am not a crook." It's like, well, hold on a second. Aren't you just using the word conspiracy to cover the fact that you're engaged in a conspiracy? I love it. Double think, man. It's brilliant. And I proudly call myself a conspiracy theorist because, by my definition, a conspiracy theorist is somebody who believes that there is a powerful group of people in the world who have a lot of influence, who use their power to gain more influence. Which I think is pretty straightforward, because it's freaking obvious. Whereas the opposite side of the spectrum, people who deny that there's such a thing as conspiracy, have obviously never had a sibling. Because if you've ever had two or more people plotting against you without you knowing about it, you probably don't have a brother or sister. Because it happens all the time, right? Just like if you wake up in the morning and you're surrounded by poisons, you woke up in the morning and you're surrounded by conspiracy. It really is everywhere. And it doesn't mean I'm a conspiracy theorist in the negative sense for saying that. It means to deny it. You're a coincidence theorist who thinks everything happens by sheer coincidence.
Never does.
Exactly. And it's like these people, they want to make us appear crazy or whatever, when they're the ones who are nuts. You know, we're trying to expose the fact that there's psychopaths out there who have no concern for the human condition of any kind, way, shape or form, right? And of course, when you explain this to people, they don't understand, because they're not psychos. They wouldn't understand the justification for killing 90% of the population and drugging us, putting poisons in the water and stuff like that deliberately. They'd never even conceive of doing such a thing, would they? And that's why they can't believe it, because it's too monstrous for them to comprehend.
But you see, they do it as a slow kill, so they get more money out of us. The number one industry in the world is cancer, because they make so much money off cancer, right?
Oh, yeah. And cancer rates are spiking right now. Like in New Zealand, we have a one in two people who are born in New Zealand today, statistically, will get cancer. It used to be one in 1,800 or something, but not 50 years ago. Like it was such a rare thing to happen.
That's crazy.
It's nuts. And it's officially one in three in the United States and UK and all of that, whereas I think that basically they're just doing the same thing that the medical industry do all the time. They just hide the bad truth from everybody for as long as they possibly can until it becomes undeniable. And then they'll just come out and say, well, actually, it's one in one. If you are born, you're going to get cancer.
Yeah. Sad.
And that's what these smart meters are basically just... There's one more link in this big chain that's wrapped around our wrists, isn't it? Bond us with sickness and tyranny.
But this is where I hope people say no, lock up their regular meters. I mean, I have sold a few to New Zealand, one to Australia. Your meters are different, so they were custom jobs. I just charge the people for the shipping because it's not about, to me, it's, yeah, okay, it's not really about money. It's more about getting people awake and getting the sheeples awake that we can change things. The more of us that are awake and say no.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too. And the way that you motivate people, I mean, I'm not 100% sure exactly how you motivate people more than how they should be motivated already. It's just like there's people trying to kill you. And unless you do something, you are going to die, right? As far as I'm concerned. So that's a big motivation. That's kind of why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I want to be free. I want to have my liberty, and I don't want to get exterminated. Ergo, I have to resist the people who are taking away my liberties and trying to exterminate me. Is it that complicated? Is that too big a leap for some people?
Some it is, because they say the government never would do this. Oh, smart meters are good. You know, this is a good thing. The government does nothing bad.
Yeah, things that are smart aren't bad.
It's going to save you money until you get your freaking bill and your bill's just skyrocketed.
Yeah, yeah. See, it's a satanic principle, basically, isn't it? Do the direct opposite of everything that you say. That's one of the main tenets of Satanism. Isn't it hilarious how it seems to pop up everywhere in government, business, and media? They do the exact opposite. We'll be right back. After the break, at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, you can join us in the chat room right at the show. Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island-chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, Fukushima irradiated to the nines. And also now, it's going to be really nice because we're going to all be smart meter irradiated too. And you tell me over the break here, Guido, that what was it? The U.S. is it the U.S. government or the Canadian government that are planning to finish all the smart meter installations by, of course, December 21st, 2012, which incidentally is the exact same date that the Pentagon has said that their global surveillance grid will come online. So that's quite the coincidence, don't you think, that a global surveillance grid goes online the day that smart meters get finished installed? Yep, I'm just going to deny that has any relevance. You know, it's just like, oh my God, oh my God. The reality couldn't be more stark, you know. We really are, we're standing on the edge of a cliff here. And we're going to start pushing back. We're going to fall off, you know. Time is very crucial. Like this year, 2012, regardless of whether or not the prophecies are true or anything like that, this is the most important year in all history, as far as I'm concerned. This is the year that will either make or break the New World Order, as far as I'm concerned. It will precipitate all the way through. I don't think we're going to defeat the New World Order this year, nor do I think they're going to win this year, but I think that that day might be somewhere further in the future. It's what we do today that will set up either one of us to fail. Guido, are you there?
Yeah. Just to that, I think the New World Order is going to fail because I see more and more people, and I have faith in people that people are waking up. I see it every day with people that call me or email me or people that I meet and talk to. People are waking up to it, realizing income tax is a scam. You know, the private central banks and every country is privately owned. People are waking up to that and realizing that. And I do see people waking up, and I do see the New World Order. I have faith that they are going to fail.
Mm-hmm. And you have to. I mean, let's say even if we were to at some point, I don't know, let's say one of the elite was one of our friends or something like that, and he says, look, bioweapons going to be attacking tomorrow. It's the end. Okay, you're gone. Everybody's going to be wiped out within a matter of weeks. Would you tell everybody that? Or would you keep telling them to keep fighting on or whatever? Because to tell everybody that they're doomed accomplishes nothing. It only turns them into panicking, scared animals. If you tell them to keep fighting and that there's going to be a big push by the New World Order to attack, then people fight even harder to resist it, don't they? So it comes down to the point where I'm wondering, even if the New World Order is closer to being successful than us, the Truth Movement, the Liberty Lovers are, I don't think it's wise to even really admit it. I think blind denial and faith in humanity is a winner because yeah. The alternative, you know,
it is for me simple small victories, right? Like there have been whole neighborhoods, like a block of 30 houses, all locked up. There are meters. It's a street full of young families with young children, and they were concerned about the health effects. So one young couple bought 30 locks for the whole street. I helped them lock up the street, and then we put up signs warning the government and the hydro company that installation of smart meters, they would be charged with trespass and theft. Because everybody's locked up their meter, huge sign on the street, and got in the papers and some media and whatnot, and just to push back. And to me, that's a small victory. That's all I needed, and that kept me going for over a month, right?
Yeah, exactly. If you want to, you know, beat your enemy, you don't just beat them. You beat them many, many, many times in many, many theaters, many battlefields. I mean, do you think that Normandy was the only battlefield in World War II and that's how the Allies won? Hell no. It was a pivotal battle, to be sure, but they were battling them all over the world. Okay, and I think this is what's happening now, is instead of the Nazis and the Empire of Japan, you know, and Italy all allying together against all the other countries, those countries don't exist anymore. Germany doesn't exist. Italy doesn't exist. New Zealand doesn't exist. The United States doesn't exist. Canada doesn't exist. The only thing that exists now is the corporatocracy. They control everything. Everything. Okay? And ergo, the Allies now are not identifiable as countries, not identifiable as companies. They're only identified as some specified individuals within those countries, within those companies. There's like this spirit of resistance, I feel, that is global now. The New World Order created a world so that everything would be homogenous and everybody would act the same. Unwittingly, they've woken people up. in every country who are getting wise to their scumbaggery and rising up against them. Now, during World War II, on the other hand, Germany only had to fight a war on two fronts, and they got the pants beaten off them. The New World Order is now trying to fight a war on 7 billion fronts because they've declared war on every human being on Earth, haven't they?
Yep.
How exactly do they think they're going to win?
And they have the internet, which I guarantee they didn't plan on it, becoming what it became, right? Look at all the information we get off the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about this as well. You know how the elite feel very, they're the elitists, right? We think we're better than everybody else. Oh, everybody's too stupid, blah, blah, blah. Mate, underestimation of your enemy is one of the stupidest moves you can ever do in a war. I think that's what they've done. They've just underestimated humanity. Here we are, bigger, stronger, badder than they'd ever conceive of, and they won't believe it because they just don't have any faith in us. They didn't conceive that we'd ever find out about the schemes, and if we did find out, it'd drive us nuts. You know, and sure enough, some people in the truth movement do get nuts, but I don't think the majority do. I think the majority wind up becoming good, free-thinking individuals who don't want to be slaves and come up with creative solutions, like yourself, Guido, of how to solve them. Now, you've talked about chemtrails and you've talked about smart meters, and you've talked about the New World Order. So this is not a one-issue. You're not a one-issue man, are you?
No, GMO food too, right? I'm against GMO food and the whole Bilderberg and Monsanto's and the, yeah.
And where did you learn all of this?
Just online. Back in 1998-99, when I realized that I file my income tax, I do my income tax, but realized that income tax is illegal back then. It's a form of slavery. And I realized that back then while I was going to university. And
How did that happen? You just magically realized it, or
no? It was a slow awakening. My sister passed away of cancer. Just different things with the internet and different people, you know, that you meet in your life, and the universe just brings them, and it just happened. Just researched myself. There's a great site, detaxcanada.org, which, you know, explains how income tax, you know, is illegal and the central banks. And then I just started to get involved, right? The past couple of years I've been involved with We Are Change here in Victoria, BC, and different groups. And then when I knew smart meters were coming out, that's when I knew, I'm like, great, I got to do something to help stop smart meters, because it's not only in New Zealand, Australia, and North America, it's globally. They're installing them in Brazil right now, Netherlands, Switzerland, all over. Every country in the world is getting smart meters.
Yeah. And global agendas, basically, look at it this way. You walk into a grocery store. Every single thing in that grocery store is either poison or wrapped in poison. You go into a hardware store. Everything there is manufactured overseas at very, very poor quality, is more expensive than it's worth, and is going to break on you. By design. You go into an electronic store. Everything that you could buy in that electronic store, again, the exact same problem with the hardware store. Everything's designed to break down on you. You go to a car lot, exact same thing. You go to a gas station to buy something healthy. You can't find anything healthy in a gas station. Not even the chewing gum. Every single type of these 50 different... I walked into a gas station one time, Guido, and I read through like 50 different packets of chewing gum. Do you think I found a single one without aspartame in it? Not on you, Nelly. They're everywhere. So get this. If every single thing you do, every single place you go, every single country, every single square inch of this world is affected by New World Order scumbaggery, how in the frack could that be by accident? It's not possible. Is it? How could everything be toxic by accident?
It's not by design.
Exactly.
By design.
Now, but we need to draw
just like this
own.
Whole greening. They're all lately here in Canada. We're being, you know, the whole green revolution. Oh, you know, for the environment, for the listen. I'm for the environment. I live on a organic farm. I do organic farming in my orchard, and the fruits and veggies I grow, you know, non-GMO seeds, all heritage seeds. But yet I'm being brainwashed by the ads on the radio about the, oh, this is good, you know, for the environment, for the, it's just another form of taxation.
Everything seems to be doing that, isn't it? Like, it all saps your strength, saps your intelligence, saps your money. It saps something, isn't it? And so, as a direct result, everybody's become a bunch of saps. Just swallow everything that they get told, isn't it? And I was just wondering, like, with this invention that you've got here, the smart meter blocker, how does it actually work?
It absorbs the signal, is what it does. So it's, when we tested it, it's over 95% efficient. How a smart meter works, whether it be smart electric meter, water meter, or gas meter, is per second. The reason why they want to do this is so they could bill you per second of use, right? So if you use electricity to cook dinner at 4 p.m., well, they feel you should pay more for it. Or let's say you want to take a shower in the morning. Well, you should pay more for it under this whole, you know, greening and environmentalism. So how the smart meters work is they send a signal to a relay hub, which then sends a signal of your usage back via the internet or wirelessly back to the hydro company or the gas company or the water company, so then they can bill you accordingly. What our blocker does is it absorbs a signal, so that smart meter is no longer a smart meter. It turns it into an old dumb analog meter.
So that means it can't that they have to send,
and it can't receive signals.
Okay, but it still records everything that's going on, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they could still come and
display, because you can't steal. It's illegal to steal, so we're not stealing electricity. We're not stealing water or gas. It still has a display window, so you could physically read the meter like they used to, just, you know, not that recently ago. You used to have a meter reader, electrical or gas, come by your house, read your meter, you know, every couple months. Okay, here's your bill. So with our blocker, it absorbs the signal.
Mm.
100% legal. Nothing illegal about my product.
But there's nothing legal about the smart meters and forcing them on people either, is there?
No. But
isn't that funny how we try to counteract criminality by doing the right thing, and a lot of the times it just doesn't work.
Well, I encourage your listeners and people there, if you don't have a smart meter, don't get one. Lock up your meter. Goodbye lock at smartmeterblocker.com or online, or you can make your own lock. And then that lock and that meter becomes your property. So the only one allowed, who's legally allowed to remove it, is you. The hydro company does. You could charge them, the installer personally, with theft and trespass, and your hydro company, because they only have a legal easement on your property to read the meter, whether it be electric, gas, or water meter. That's all they have. So if they take anything of yours, that's theft. That's trespass. Charge them. They're not allowed to.
Well, you've obviously got to install some kind of a warning there as well, because they'll just come when you're not there and do it anyway, and then you've got to spend goodness knows how long in court. Like, if you have, like, a sign on those particular blockers or locks or something?
When you order a blocker or
lock. Well, hold on. We'll get into that after the break. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's just smart meters, man. Anything that says that it's smart is obviously not as bright as it thinks it is. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Uh-oh. Speed Wayne rappers, but I've never been edible. I'm a cracker. character, not a vegetable fed to an extraterrestrial. The beat is so electrical, it'll pump your heart ventricles, but I bet you will eject it if I start getting intellectual. I am not yet credible, so until I can say I'm credible, I'll say that I'm incredible, respectable, and professional. Do you read me?
Dumber than a deep underground military base. Eventually, will the corruption in the government. And sharper than a vaccination program. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We're also, incidentally, brighter than the sun, but not that hot. My very special guest, Guido, the smart meter blocker man, all right? And smartmeterblocker.com is his website. So if you are in the Canadian or US or basically anywhere you are, you can purchase one of these puppies, as well as the locks for your things. Now, indeed, you also provide a sticker with those locks, because as I was mentioning before the break, just having a lock there I don't think is a sufficient deterrent, but telling somebody that you will prosecute them personally if they touch your lock or touch your smart meter, and if they're sitting there and they're thinking about removing it, it's like, do I want to go to jail for a few years in the course of doing my job and get personally prosecuted by somebody who's really angry because I invaded their home and did stuff that they didn't want me to? What do you think? Is that the motive here, Guido?
Oh yeah.
Well, what does the sticker actually say?
Do not install smart meter. And smart meter with a red circle and a line through it. I've given politicians here Victoria is the capital of the province of BC. I've given politicians ice cream cakes that say bad words to them. Like, about what I think about smart meters, and not in the face, like actually gone in their office and given them the cakes, and they've eaten it and thanked me for it and stuff, because I realized government employees, you know, you want to get anywhere, you bring them ice cream cake and they open the doors for you. Oh my God, there's ice cream cake. And then when they actually get the cake and realize what it says, they're like, oh my, and they still eat it. They still thank you for it. And you know, you let your point get across, and yeah, it's quite interesting.
Well, you know, I mean, a good way of getting your point across is making sure the other person swallows it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was thinking if you were going to be doing a sticker, I mean, the don't install a smart meter, of course, but also on top of that, a legal warning, you know. You know how legal documents are forged and they're basically non-comprehensible, all convoluted or something like that, but you can make out that they're really threatening towards you or something like that? Something akin to that.
Yeah, there are printables on citizensforsafetechnology.org. If you go to that site, that's a blanket site for all of North America, and there are printables there that people could print online and put over their smart meters. You know, say, no, I don't want a smart meter, do not install, and right, gets your point across that do not install, right? Take a photo of it too when you put on the printable. Right, take a photo of your cell and, you know, when it was done and whatnot. So if they do, you could go back to them. Hey, you know what? I had signage. I had a lock. Totally against my wishes.
Yeah, which is where violence comes into it. And I was thinking, have there ever been any reports of anybody pulling a gun on a smart meter installer, or cracking them over the head with a 2x4, or losing a dog on them, or anything
lots
like that?
Of losing the dogs on them. I have a couple, two of my friends are installers for the smart meters. I mean, they do it because they're in this economy. They need to work, right? And they get about $6 Canadian an install per unit, which ain't much, right? But when you have a family to feed and a mortgage to pay, right, you do what you have to do. And, you know, they respect people's wishes, right? But sometimes they've even said, oh, no, I pulled up and, you know, hi, how are you? People have threatened them, and they're like, no problem, great, get back in the car and drive away, right?
Well, see, this is the problem as well, because if you've only got a small group of people, it's just, I'm getting really, really upset that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, like, the use of a smart meter on me is the use of a weapon on me. That's what these things are designed to do. They're designed to kill you and designed to surveil you, right?
Yep.
So dig this. Somebody's using that against you, that's violence. But yet, if we use violence back against them,
and hurt one of them, kill one of them, frighten one of them, if they lay a complaint or it goes to court or anything like that, you've initiated violence, right? Like real physical violence in order to prevent a non-physical threat, right? Something that isn't actually technically there, holding a weapon, telling you, give me your handbag, old lady, or I'm going to shoot you, or kind of thing like that. There's no real perceivable threat by that particular person coming on to install, because that person's not actually threatening you. It's the smart meter itself. It's an inanimate object.
Well, this is where you lock up your meter. Just lock it up. Lock up your old meter. I've seen wood locks. I've seen people get bicycle locks around it. I've seen all sorts of different locks. As long as you don't damage it, lock it up. Get a big sheet of plywood, cut a little hole so you can still read it, put it over your meter with the sign, and there you go. The installer will not be there to waste an hour. He'll move on to the next sheeple who hasn't put up a sign, who hasn't said no. You know, the best thing to do is to lock up your meter. The best thing to do. Lock it up. Say, no, thank you. I don't want one. Because they'll come back and they'll threaten you, the installers. You have to take one or we'll disconnect your power. They threaten people. But they have no legal right. They could threaten you and jump up and down and call you on the phone and harass you. Yeah, okay, I'm busy. Yeah, no, later, goodbye. Click. That's what I tell people to do. That's what I've done. They haven't put a smart meter on my residence. They've called it. I go, you know what? Now's not a good time. Call me later. Click. Just hung up. I pay my bill. There should be no issues, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, that's the problem, is that they're criminals, okay? And criminals don't follow the law, nor do they fear it.
But you see, here, when we're talking about small victories, in California, they have an opt-out now, and many other states are starting to have the opt-out. In Nevada, you could have an opt-out now. It takes them 6 to 9 months to come back to remove your smart meter, but the fact that you could have an opt-out, no, I don't want a smart meter, no, that's a victory, because they're not able to have their smart grid in there.
How did they accomplish that?
They took them to court. In California, they took them to court because it's proven, the World Health Organization, you know, your friends there at the UN, prove that this is a Class B carcinogen. Causes cancer. So under that and legal documentation from doctors and their own reports in California, they took them to court, won. Great. You have to give people an opt-out. Because people with bad hearts, you do not want a smart meter. If you have a pacemaker, it messes up with your electronics at home, messes with people's TV. Anything digital around your smart meter, it'll mess it up. You do not. Like, there's just another reason why. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it can't hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain to them how they affect your privacy?
Okay, well, a smart meter records per second all your electrical usage. When you're using electricity and when you're not. So what do we all do when we get up in the morning? I turn off my alarm clock. Make a cup of tea, you know, let the dogs outside, feed the birds, right? That all requires electricity. So they know, great, oh, okay, Guido's up, Guido's making some tea, great, turn on the tap, which uses electricity. I live on acreage, so I have a well, right, to pump up the water, to feed the dogs, all this. They know all that. And with the smart meters, the CIA, they even said, I think this was 2 or 3 months ago, it was in the Washington Post, the CIA hearts smart meters. The guy in charge of the CIA loves smart meters because they'll know everything about you. When you're home, what you're doing at home, down to what you're watching on TV at home. I don't have a TV, so it doesn't concern me, but I'll know, okay, great, what I'm listening to on the radio, right? The whole, you have no privacy. And, I mean, if you're a criminal, you could be outside on the street with a laptop, you know, a Wi-Fi pickup for the signals, pick up, oh, okay, well, the Smiths get up at 6, they're out of house at 7 to be at work at 8, great, well, I'll go rob them because they're not back until 4. Smart meter tells me all that information.
And wait a second. This is a big, big way for criminals to get government jobs and use the smart meter information to basically run an almost infallible burglary racket.
Oh, easy, because the network is not secure. It's proven. They even say it's not a secure network. The smart grid that they're installing all over the world is a non-secure smart grid. But yet they install it under the guise, we're going to catch electrical thieves. We're going to catch drug labs. And no, they're not. But it's under that guise. That's why they're installing it now in Brazil under the guise of, oh, we're going to catch people who are stealing electricity, not paying their bills. Yeah, no, it's not for that. It's to know more about you, to know everything.
It's kind of like RFID as well, you know. I mean, people say, oh, it's going to make your credit card more secure. Hello, mofo. Have you ever heard of an RFID reader that you can buy at, like, Radio Shack? That you can just swipe over somebody as they walk past you and get all their credit card details and spend all their money with absolutely zero fracking security? BS.
Yeah, smart meters have a Zigbee chip in them.
What's a Zigbee chip?
And here in Canada, we're told the Zigbee chips are not turned on.
Yeah. Well, see, we'll get into the Zigbee chips after the break. Yeah. Something tells me they were invented by Zbigniew Brzezinski, but we'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen. Guido from smartmeterblocker.com is my guest, and I want to take some callers on this, and even some callers from New Zealand would be really nice. I really want to hear from the people about this, because this is affecting everybody. It's driving me a little bit nuts, and I want to hear some other voices on this topic as well. So the number is 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. One more time, 218-339-8525. Please call in, and call in right now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after the break at theVinnieEastwoodShow.com. Alert the masses.
Everyone's asleep. Everyone but me. And I can't help feel like I'm doing this all by myself.
Everyone's asleep, except those who have smart meters outside their house, because they're having terrible, horrible nightmares about a little tumour growing inside their brain named Cedric. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. This is a really random thought, isn't it? Tumour named Cedric? Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm feeling a little bit strange today, myself, personally. Really, really strange. Kind of fracked up, to tell you the truth, which is not too bad, because in a day or two I'll be going on holiday for a couple of weeks. I don't think I'll be traveling or anything, because I'm broke as mofo, truth, but there's the other element of the truth movement that people forget, is that being a truther, being a patriot, being an activist, being somebody who actually gives a flying frack about your people, your country, your freedom, or your health, or anything that actually truly matters, if you are one of those people, often you forget that it's just like a job, and just like a job, you've got to take time off, and you've got to unplug and unwind, otherwise you burn out, and you ain't going to get very far. Not you are. Some people can burn the candle at both ends for an extended period of time, but nobody can burn the candle at both ends forever, can they? So, Guido,
if yes.
What was the...
You were talking about the CIA and their opinions of smart meters over the break. I'd like you to share with the listeners what you were sharing with me.
Sure. This was about 3 months ago. The CIA hearts, this was in the Washington Post paper, hearts smart meters because of the Zigbee chips in them and the fact that with the smart meter, they're able to spy on you a lot easier. They know, right, everything what you're doing from what time you get up in the morning to what you're watching on the tele to what you're doing at home. Because when you think about it, when you're home, you use electricity, right? From the lights, what room you're in, to toaster, to whatnot, being on the computer. But with the smart meters, they'll know down to what you're listening to on the radio, to what you're watching on TV. Which is just crazy. It's just nuts.
Now, does anybody even let their family members know that kind of information? No. Your family doesn't even know that much of... I mean, yeah, exactly. Your family doesn't even know that much information about you, and they live in the same house. Who wants the government to be part of your family, basically? I mean, this is what's happening here. You're talking
about...
We're in
your bedroom.
Yeah,
no one, oh, you go to sleep this time. Oh, no one everything about you, right?
Yeah. I mean, at least when you get up in the middle of the night and in your room or something, you can go to the bathroom and you won't wake anybody up and nobody will be aware you even went to the bathroom. Smart meter will be aware.
Yeah.
That's real personal information. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like the what's the... I don't even know what to ask or what to say. You know what I mean, Guido? It just gets so much. And this is just smart meters we're talking about. this is like too much to handle, even for me. And I'm already aware and I've already had on many people about smart meters. And yet it freaks me right out. Maybe it's just today. I don't know. Have you experienced people who've had a lot of stress and fear and terror about these things? And
I've had people call me or email me who've been, you know, super sick, like very almost violently ill because of the smart meter, because their bodies are so attuned that the electromagnetic field from a smart meter makes them sick. We'll throw in a blocker and then they instantly feel better and they're like, oh my God, my headache's gone. I did it. And I look at them like, already? I'm like, we just put a... They're like, yeah, that was it. And it's instantaneous. People feeling better and feeling healthy and whatnot. This is why I encourage people, you know what? If you don't have a smart meter, don't get one. Lock up your meter. We sell locks, smartmeterblocker.com, or build your own lock. You know, if you're mechanically inclined, very easy to do. And then it's your property. The only one who's allowed to remove it is you, legally allowed. Tis you. Anyone else does, charge them with theft and trespass, which you're legally allowed to do. Take a photo of it once it's built and done, and there you go.
See, have you noticed that all the most complicated and terrible problems always have the simplest solutions to somebody with a mechanical mind?
Yeah.
What next to discuss? I mean, I think we've kind of covered this. Smart meters are bad. They surveil everything you do. Lock them up. Put your stickers on them. Defend what's your right.
Yeah. Is there anything else? Defend your privacy and your health, right? When the own government says he's caused cancer, then why are you installing them?
Mm. Right? Well, can I ask you something? And this is a question, sure, I usually reserve for the end of shows.
Absolutely.
It's about self-censorship, and we all do it, witting or unwitting. There's usually something that's real dark, something horrible, something scary, or something that basically is true, but when we tell it to people, we're concerned that they'll see us as completely nuts, and so we choose not to say it, particularly on the radio or in mainstream media interviews or on our websites, things of that nature. These things that we know that we do not tell other people. Is there anything like that you know that you'd like to say? Because this is the show where you can say anything you want and not be judged.
You see, everything I say, I have research and documentation to back it up. There are other things, but I don't like saying them unless I'm able to prove it and back it up. Like we kind of knew that the smart meters, you know, back in September, October, were going to be used to spying on you, but it was only until it was in the front page of the Washington Post paper, that the CIA hearts smart meters, that, you know, then I was able to, you know, back up what I already knew what was coming, right? So I really don't have anything that I could, that, you know, that's shocking or, you know, that I have to say, because everything I've said, I could prove it. So yeah, sorry.
Because I'm wondering, basically, as a conspiracy researcher, you know, you research these conspiracies and you become aware of a thing called SOP, Standard Operating Procedure. There's a methodology to their frauds and illegality and violence and things of that nature, that they all cover things up in the same way. They sell things in the same way to people, and they misinform people in the same way. I mean, it's a precise methodology. Have you noticed this as well across a broad range of topics?
Oh yeah, it's all connected. The smart meters, from the GMO food to supposedly feed the world hungry, right? Which we know GMO food causes cancer. The GMO seeds. I'm a beekeeper as well here. The GMO pollen messes up the bees, helps cause a colony collapse in the honeybees.
Mm. So in terms of methodology, what do you think is the connection between the methodology for GMOs and how they put them out to get people and the methodology of installing the smart meters?
It's a part of the slow kill, brother. This is my personal opinion. It's a part of the slow kill to slowly kill us. And while they do that, they make money off us, because you get cancer. You're going to fight the cancer. You're going to go to your doctor. You're going to get medication, right? You're not going to seek out natural homeopathic cures, because the media, you know, chastise them. Say, oh, they don't work. Oh, no, you know. Do as your doctor says. Do as these people in authority say.
Okay. It's just basically an authoritarian type of approach, then, isn't it? How do you fight back authoritarians except other with force? I mean, I was bullied in high school,
brother. I'm so against force and violence.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm so against it too.
But this is how we do it, by noncompliance. You lock up your smart meter. You lock up your gas meter, so they can't install a smart gas meter. You lock up your water meter, they can't install a smart water meter. No, by noncompliance. It's in within your legal right. Sorry, I don't want to be radiated with your radiation. I have enough problems to deal with, right? Yeah. This is how we change things for the better. This is how I personally feel. Right? The small victories is what keeps me going, brother. I was doing a gas job for someone who works for Rev Canada, our tax authority here in Canada. And they've been there for not quite 40 years. And led the head office and everything, they're fairly high up. And I was doing a gas job. And they invited me over for a dinner party. And I'm over there. And all of us at the dinner table, it took only about 10 minutes, got this individual to admit there is no Income Tax Acts of Canada, to admit that it's a scam, da-da. But this person also said, you know what? Yeah, I admit it, but please, you know, pay your taxes, file, be a good little, you know, subservient. And I said, yeah, this is all I need, was to hear it from you, who's been there 40 years, to know, you know. I'm like, great, I keep filing. I don't want to go to jail. I'm not a lawbreaker, but the whole non-compliant, just you file so you don't go to jail, so that you don't end up poured on the street. But yet, you know, and the more of us that know is how things change, like Ron Paul, right? The more of us that know the U.S. Federal Reserve is a private bank, the Canadian National Bank here, our federal bank's a private bank, just like your bank in New Zealand. It's not owned by the people of New Zealand. It's owned by the world elite. and we change it by enough of us being educated and knowing it, and we bring it to the forefront. This is how we change it, nonviolent, peaceful. This is why they, in my opinion, they killed Gandhi. They killed people who were for peace and love.
Well, yeah, and that's what George Carlin says. We have this little 1 minute segment of him. He says, "You know how all the people we kill in assassinations, you know, it's always the people who tell us to get along very well. You know, like Abraham Lincoln or John Lennon or Jesus Christ or anything like that. Hey, everybody should get along and be happy and live in harmony. Bang! Right in the back of the fracking head. I guess we weren't ready for that."
Well, look at Abe Lincoln, how many people conspired to kill him who weren't even brought to trial. Over 12 people.
Really?
Yeah. Please don't believe me. Look it up. Over 8 people went to jail for the conspiracy of killing Abe. It's not. It wasn't Books, John Wilkes Booth, I think.
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, it wasn't just him.
Well, of course not. He was just a patsy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's what they always do.
Hey, just like in Afghanistan now, I'm sorry, I have Muslim friends and I've read the Quran. Nowhere does it say suicide bombers in Afghanistan and this, right? It's here's another part of the scam, but we're brainwashed by the media that Muslim people are out to kill us, that Muslim people are bad. And when you get to know Muslim people, they're quite normal. They're like you and I. They're normal. Nowhere does it say in the Quran about suicide bomber vests. But yet the media, and this is my opinion again, the CIA, you know, running the drugs in Afghanistan is where this all comes from, right?
Well, that's right. And in fact, one of my listeners was in Afghanistan, and he told me that they had this big container, you know, and they weren't allowed to look into it, but they were supposed to guard it, right? So, you know, being a New Zealander, very curious and cheeky birds that they are, we snuck in with some Aussie mates and had a look. And you know what was inside that giant container?
I know exactly what was inside. I've seen the photos of it.
See? It's giant, packed up, racks upon pallets of harvested poppies from the fields that those soldiers were guarding, okay? There are pictures all over the internet, all over mainstream news of soldiers from the Britain and America and goodness knows who else defending those poppy fields. And their defense for doing this, you know, we're part of the drugs trade, but aren't drugs illegal? Yeah, but it's not illegal if we do it, but the reason why we're doing it is because, well, if we don't grow the drugs and ship the drugs into people and put incredibly dangerous substances on the market and give us heaps of untraceable liquid cash that we fund criminal operations with, then the other people will do it. It's just basically like, if I don't murder and lie and steal and cheat, other people will. So it's a justification to murder, lie, steal, and cheat when there wasn't any murdering, lying, stealing, or cheating going on in the first place until you showed up with your lying, cheating, and stealing BS ways. Motherfracker. Come on. Everything just drives you insane, doesn't it? And I think that is why people don't wake up to it. It's because it's nuts. All right. People say, oh, you're nuts. No. You've missed something very crucial here. I'm not nuts. The people who I'm talking about are nuts. Okay? They're crazy. Believe me when I tell you. Anybody who thinks that smuggling copious quantities of drugs all over the place, making everything toxic, contaminating the entire world's environment, and destroying everybody's lives so that you can just have a little bit more control over the entire planet is nuts. It's just that simple. So here's the question, though. Are you a sane person? Do you have a conscience? Do you have trouble sleeping? Like Guido, for example. When you go to bed at night, do you instantly fall asleep when your head hits the pillow? Or do you stay awake for a bit and do a bit of thinking because you can't sleep? Because I do most of my thinking before I go to sleep.
And it turns out that if you are a psychopath, you don't have that problem because you don't have a conscience. Because you because you don't have a problem with any of the things that you do. You sleep like a baby. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Guido, my man from smartmeterblocker.com, is my guest. And we'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
I got some so-called friends. I'll smile right to my face. All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you on?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And that's a good question. Whose side are you on? Moving on from the smart meter topic, and that's another thing that I've noticed with some people, is that they'll pick an issue and they'll get they'll specialize on that issue, and then basically that's all they get interviewed about. And you realize that you only know quite so much about one particular issue. There's only so much you can say, but that's not all that people are. Okay, people know a lot of different stuff about a lot of different stuff. They always do. And I like to, or at least personally, try to get people to expand on things that they normally don't. And you just told me something very shocking on the break, Guido, about these suicide vests. Tell the listening audience, man, because that's just off the wall.
Oh, about the suicide vests in Afghanistan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a friend, he's originally from Afghanistan, and we're at his house one night back east and just having a couple beers, chatting away. And then he showed me on his phone, he goes, "You're not going to believe this about, we're talking about major media, taxation, you know, the whole government." And he showed us, he goes, "This was in the Kabul paper for one day," and then they retracted the story. And we're like, "Okay, you know, let's get to it. Let's see the photo. Let's see the photo." And he goes, "It's a tractor trailer, supposedly from Iraq." And he got to the photo of it, and it was full of suicide vests. And then we start talking. He goes, "Nowhere in the Quran does it say, you know, suicide." He goes, "These people are programmed by the CIA to, you know, blow up. It's nowhere in religion. And any religion does it, you know, endorse violence." That was shocking.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the thing. We're all played off against each other. And it's like you do have people who are radical, who are into their religion. But have you noticed when people are radically into something, they quickly lose track of reality? And they wind up going down a path that simply doesn't exist, you know. You could have some radical cleric or some radical imam saying, "Oh, kill yourself or whatever." You have a look at his bank account. Mate, this guy's loaded. Where did he go get all that money? Here's a $25,000 thing from here, untraceable, another $50,000 one here, and another $75,000 here. Well, hold on a second. This guy is a paid agent. He doesn't really believe in his faith enough to keep spreading the truth about it. And he gets paid instead to tell people lies, you know, kind of like Romans 13, you know, like there's a whole bunch of Christian leaders and things like that in the United States who were approached by FBI in the 90s and 2000s and 80s, I think, telling them to preach Romans 13. Romans 13 is basically saying the government is appointed by God, ergo anything the government does is justifiable under the Lord. Okay, which is a complete obfuscation because government is not God, and people didn't vote for God. I mean, like, let's say, for example, let's take a vote and elect a religion to rule over our country. Well, that doesn't make sense, as opposed to give everybody a choice about what religion they want to follow. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? And when we talk about all these overseas conflicts, the main principle, and I think this is something that Ryan Dawson taught me, and also Sun Tzu, in fact, was the originator of this original thought.
all war is deception. All war. Hence, if you don't want to be deceived, don't go to war. I mean, come on. It's just that simple, isn't it? Now, you also made a point about if we were in Afghanistan for any good reason, okay, wouldn't it be over pretty quickly? I mean, World War II, for example, how long did that last? Like, about 5 years? We've been in Afghanistan for 10.
Four and a half, brother.
4.5 years, okay? You're saying that we can beat the largest, most highly trained, well-financed militaries and empires in the world in less than 5 years, and yet we can't manage to kill a couple of guys hiding out in tiny little shrub-ground caves in the middle of Afghanistan. You think that's impossible, right?
Of course, because it's a boogeyman. They never will, right? It's a boogeyman. There's always got to be in constant fear. Constant fear, right?
Yeah. And I think that's why John Travolta did the Saturday Night Fever, so he could be the progenitor to being the boogeyman, you know. Because he's a man and he boogies. But never mind, never mind. Speaking of bad jokes, have you ever actually... Does anything about the smart meter or any topic regarding the New World Order actually amuse you? Like, it's just so crazy that it's hilarious.
You know what? Actually, I just thought about... Remember what you asked me a little while ago? Is there anything that I want to touch on that... there? Subject which I can't really prove yet and whatnot. There is one, and I don't have enough documentation. I just came back to me. So smart meters, besides causing cancer and lack of privacy, can also, through the electromagnetic fields, can also brainwash you. Could either make you super depressed, make you super agitated and aggro. I mean, this is what we're trying to dig up right now and get the research and the studies to prove this.
Now, that is actually admitted in mainstream news, though. Psychotronic weapons. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Right. They have these, and they're planning to install them on... have you heard of the smart lampposts?
Smart... I'm sorry, could you please repeat that?
Have you heard of the smart lamp posts?
Oh, yes, I have. Yes, yes, yes.
What do you know about those?
Oh, they're just as freaking evil as the smart meters. Except they record everything, and then the light goes on if you're going to cause a crime. And yeah, they're bad.
Yeah, yeah. And they're connected by wireless as well. So even if you're sitting at home... being bathed in wireless radiation and psychotronic weaponry that'll depress you, make you sick, and definitely give you cancer at the least. Then when you go out to go shopping or anything like that, you're walking under every single lamppost has one of those wireless things, just like a smart meter. And they've even got little digital signs and things like that that tailor make themselves to whoever wants to buy that advertising space. So you walk out of home. And you think you're escaping your cancer-causing smart meter. You know, just go down the shop and, buy a new dress or something like that, darling, you know. And unfortunately, no, they're suddenly going to be everywhere. That's why this stuff has to be resisted because, well, basically, there's going to be no escape. It's like I see the enemy like an army that's very, very slowly encircling us. If we want to get out of here, we have to get out of here before that circle closes in on us. And it's very close to being complete, isn't it? We're very close to being totally surveilled, totally surrounded, and totally enslaved, aren't we?
But where are you going to go? There's nowhere exactly in the world that you could go. Where do you think you're going to go?
There's no place to escape to.
They control every... Look at Libya. Before they killed Gaddafi, they quickly, you know, oh, we created the private, the central bank of Libya. Oh, why is that? Oh, because the one before Gaddafi was giving people interest-free mortgages. Oh, we can't have that. That's why they quickly put up another central bank in Libya before they even killed Gaddafi.
It's a frightening, frightening thing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how many of you have started your own radio show, started a YouTube a channel, or gone out and ambushed a particular scumbag in your particular area or anything like that. I don't know how many of you that are listening are actually active, okay? Now, you can be active in a number of different ways. You can either be like Guido over here coming up with a technological solution to one particular problem, being the smart meters whilst being aware of the entire agenda, but understanding that you as one person can only really go after and try and solve one problem. Otherwise, it's far too much, okay? So for myself, for example, the problem I found in New Zealand is that we have no alternative media. So I became the alternative media, and now I am. Okay? It's just that simple. If you're one person who has one goal, there's nary a thing that can stand in your way. So regardless of how good you think I am at being a radio show host, or how good you think Guido is at resisting smart meters, we're only one person doing one thing. You can be one person doing one thing, be just as effective at whatever that thing is as we are at doing our own area of expertise. Use the talents that God or your parents or university, or in fact university doesn't give you any talent, use the skills and talents you have to make a difference in any way you can. Okay, that's what people ask me all the time. They say, Vinny, you know, what can I do? And they act like it's a rhetorical question. It's not. What can I do is answered every single time by anything I can, okay? So if you are in a wheelchair and you can't walk and you think to yourself, what can I do? Is your mouth busted? No, it's not. So you can still talk. You can still talk to people. It's you can show up at protests and things like that. If you have no if you have no money, there are many, many things you can do to fight the New World Order that cost nothing. Human interaction, for instance, even across Skype, is free. And it's encouraged, by me at least. So if you're wanting to join the show chat, we have one after the show every day. You go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com/chat-room.html. So after the show finishes live every day, I do a Skype call with anybody who wants to join, okay? If you simply want to hang out with a dozen other people or something like that, and if we're very lucky, some of the guests stay over. Like yesterday, we had Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane stay for about an hour and a half to talk with some of the listeners who were in the chat. And they're not recorded, so it's private enough. I mean, the CIA probably knows everything we're saying, but who cares? They know everything. Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? You know, if they know everything and control everything, then what the frick have you got to lose? What have you got to be afraid of that ain't there already? You know, quit making fracking excuses for doing nothing. Quit being afraid. They want you to be afraid. You know why? You know why, the real reason why they push fear on you all day, every day, folks? It's because when you're afraid, your brain stops thinking and it puts you into a fight or flight mode. If you want to do anything of value for humanity or anything damaging to the New World Order, you had best dump that fear. Because it will hold you back. It will stop you being effective. Do not be afraid. Be angry, okay? Anger is like depression, but it's got motivation. You can actually accomplish something. If you're upset, depressed by these smart meters or something like that, don't be upset about it. Don't sit around getting depressed and like, oh, the smart meter's outside. Oh, it's going to cause carcinogens in my eyeball, cataract disease. Come on. Just get up. Be angry. I mean, heck, it'd be better for you to take a sledgehammer to the thing than to do nothing at all. But don't take a sledgehammer to the thing. Start thinking. Find a smarter way. That's why they keep you afraid, because if you're afraid, you can't find a smarter way. Your brain literally clicks off. I have to reiterate this again and again and again, because there's so many reasons and good reasons to be afraid. Mark my words, there's a heck of a lot of things out there that are dang scary. But if you actually allow them to scare you when they're not actually really affecting you, like if they're not actually right here in front of your face kind of thing, don't be afraid. You know, like one of my listeners, Mikhail, he was afraid of reptilians after he learned about them for the first time. Regardless of what your beliefs are about reptilians, some people believe they're real, okay? And I asked him, okay, regardless of whether or not reptilians are real, have you ever met one? No. Regardless of whether or not reptilians are real, do you think you're actually ever going to meet one? Well, no. Then don't ever be afraid of them, because it's never going to affect you in all likelihood, right? It's the same deal with the CIA surveilling you. Are the CIA surveilling you? Yes, by aggregate. Do they specifically target you? Depending on who you are and what you do, probably not. They're targeting everybody, open slather. So some people go, oh, well, I don't want to use Skype, or I don't want to use the internet, or I don't want to use this, or whatever. What you're doing is you're just cutting yourself off at the knees and dooming yourself to be ineffective in any battle you take against them. That's stupid, man. Be smart. Be smarter than a smart man. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. It would be nice to have some callers in, so 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525 is the number to ring in. If you have any questions about smart meters, this will be your last chance to call in today with Guido and myself. And all those who want to join in the chat room after the break, you can join us in the chat room at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. It's the final segment, and no callers today, unfortunately. I would actually like to hear from some people other than myself, essentially, because, you know, sometimes you feel like you're the voice of reason in a world full of madness. I think I'm the voice of madness in a room full of reason sometimes. Okay, so Guido from smartmeterblocker.com is my guest. And also, I would encourage you to go to smartmeterblocker.com and purchase a smart meter blocker or a smart meter lock or a smart meter sticker, something, okay? If you're capable of supporting anybody else in the freedom and liberty movement, and there's a hell of a lot of facets to this freedom and liberty movement, because how many ways is freedom and liberty under attack right now, just at this particular second? Wouldn't you say that it's under attack from everywhere, in every direction? Is there one thing of our freedom or liberty that is not under threat at the moment? I don't fracking think so. What about you, Guido? I mean, is there anything at all? Can you think of one element of life that involves any kind of freedom or any kind of liberty that isn't currently either taken away?
Your mind,
in
rather.
The process of being taken away.
Your mind. We're still free in our mind.
I don't know. I don't know about that at all, man, because when most people get out of their house to go to work, they travel to work in a box that's called a car, and then they sit in their cubicle, which is a box, all day, and they look at a computer screen, which is a box, and then they come home in their car, which is a box, and then to relieve themselves from living in a box all day, they turn on the TV, which is a box, and brainwash themselves. Our minds are under enslavement and under threat at all times. You know, like the psychotronic weapons, for example, as we were talking about,
putting yourself in there. Like, here, I don't have a TV. My radio comes on occasionally. Like, I don't have my radio always on at home. I don't have a TV. I use the internet, but even then, I'm not glued on the internet, right? I don't. It's... That I would say our last free spot left is our mind. If your mind is clear, if you know, if you have a clear mind. But most of us don't. I agree with you. We don't, because we're bombarded with it, from ads on the radio to the TV to people at work to the water cooler chat.
It's a pretty big if your mind is clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to save ourselves somehow. And I don't know what's wrong with me today. Like, normally I'm all positive, chipper, making jokes and things like that. But today I'm not.
Today I'm sad. Smart meter today, against your wishes today. Hey, it's already beaming be. You, brother.
Might be. I mean, I've got a blue shield here. I'm not sure if they'll work against blocking smart meters, though. I mean, it'll be interesting to do some tests on it. In fact, I'll get to the creators of Blue Shield after the show today and just flick them a message and ask them if that might help with it. I mean, it helps to a degree, I would imagine, but I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I operate under incomplete information on in fact, we all do, don't we?
Yeah,
we're all operating under incomplete information, and we base our life decisions based on equations that are unfinished. And so it's no wonder that so many people wind up going around in circles. I wish to no longer go in circles. I wish to go from point A to point B. I wish to go from tyranny and its slow creep of scumbaggery and get rid of it, you know, once and for all. But the late Bob Chapman told me something, and I'll never forget what he said. This, I asked him, is there a possibility that tyranny and corruption and scumbaggery could be wiped out forever? Is it possible? Has it ever been done in any society throughout history? And he said, no. It's a perennial problem. It's something that every generation must face. Some generations lose and some generations win. And it depends upon only individuals within those generations, and very small numbers of them generally, that make tyranny exposed and brought to justice. So today, we have things that all those people back in the day did not have. Back in the day, a printing press was the height of technology, and if you had one, you were capable of distributing information much faster, and with a small population back in, say, the 1700s, and this was the founding fathers who did this, of the United States, when they had a printing press and they were putting out all this information. It spreads like wildfire because it's important to know about tyranny. It's attacking you and how the king was overtaxing everybody and things of that nature. Now, printing press, so out of date, so ineffective. You try making a documentary, you can. If you have a camera and a computer capable of editing, you can put together your own documentary. It's that easy. We have superior technology that I believe is the real thing that we can rely on as our weapons of choice to defeat the New World Order, to defeat the general ignorance of the public, and to defeat our own fears simply by the dissemination of useful and poignant and relevant information. And it's like wildfire. Like, I'm acting under the assumption that every single time somebody's bought a smart meter blocker off you, man, that they haven't just bought a smart blocker for them. And they haven't. They either bought it for other people as well, or they've told other people about it, and it starts to take on a life of its own. It's kind of like when you walk around and you're smiling at everybody, and you try to make eye contact and smile at them, even if they're a random stranger. There was a study taken, and it's like that person that you smiled at will, on average, pass that smile on to between 6 and 7 other people. So you've got a 700% rate of effectiveness if you just inject happiness to people. And I think that information has an even higher ratio than that.
Yeah.
We can't lose.
There is a movie coming out by Josh Del Sol, Take Back the Power, made here in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it should be out fairly soon. It's supposed to be out this past month. When it does come out, I will fire you an email and hopefully send you a copy.
Okay, well that would be really nice. I'll give you my address and stuff like that. Now, we wanted to get into that one thing, the Zigbee chip. We wanted to get onto that, and also I wanted to know: are you able to spend a little time with me and the listeners after the show on a Skype call?
Sure, would love to.
Okay, cool. That's nice. All right, the Zigbee chip. I think that was something that we came to at the end of a segment. We didn't quite get to expand on. Yeah, what exactly is it?
So a Zigbee chip is what's in a smart meter. It's an actual recording device, and it's what'll be in the appliances. So besides your smart meter, GE and other appliance makers are coming out with smart appliances. So your dishwasher, fridge, tea kettle, coffee maker, which will then all communicate with your smartphone for sheer convenience to tell you, you know, what supposedly when you're going to be out of milk or when your lettuce is going to expire in the fridge, you know, your GMO lettuce is going to expire in the fridge, and to just spy on you some more, to know your food habits, to know what you're doing and whatnot. But Zigbee chips, yeah, they're not here in Canada. We're told they're not turned on, but we have come across some turned on, and they're not good.
My God. All right. Well, I think that's a nice positive place to kind of leave it. So if you'd like to give a shout out to anybody or plug your websites, we're pretty much coming to the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. And I just encourage people and your listeners, you know what, to lock up your meters. Say no. Because after this is what's happening right now in provinces and states and countries which already have a smart meter, electrical meter, they're starting to install smart gas meters, and vice versa, states and provinces which never got a smart meter, electric meter, they first started with the gas meter. Now once they're done installation of all the gas meters, they're moving on to the electric meters, and the water meters are following suit. So lock it up and say no.
Yep, exactly. Treat your meter like a chastity belt. Lock it up and say no. And also, I wanted to, just before we cut out here, my mate Russell, he received a letter from Genesis Energy here in New Zealand telling them that they're going to install a smart meter, and he emailed them and instructed them not to. And then, of course, by the time he gets home, there's a smart meter. Yeah. And they don't respond to his emails now. Isn't that freaking nice of them?
Huh?
These are the kind of dirty tactics these things use. That's why you have to lock up your smart meter.
The day they're installing it, he receives it. That's what they do here in British Columbia as well.
Huh. Do you think that's a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think Canadian smart meter installers and New Zealand smart meter installers and American smart meter installers all follow the exact same playbook, use the exact same equipment, the exact same chips, and the exact same tactics to subvert your choice of whether or not you have one? And some people would think that's a frickin' accident, wouldn't they? Well, stop being blimmin' naive, for frack's sake. Get your Shiite Muslim together, get a lock, or find some way of making one and showing these people before it happens that you're not going to get one of these things. And you're not going to succumb to any of their other BS either. So join us in the chat room at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. We'll be having a Skype chat after the show today. See you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.